USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. 8 GOP primary challengers on the debate stage tonight and sparring to potentially gain ground on the current frontrunner, Donald Trump. Trump decided to skip tonight's debate and instead recorded an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson that's streaming on Twitter. Taking center stage at tonight's debate, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, former Vice President Mike Pence, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. The Biden administration's turning away fewer illegal immigrants.
The White House says its immigration policies are working by discouraging migrants from trying to cross since Title 42 ended in May. But border crossing data shows the Department of Homeland Security is actually sending back fewer migrants per day. About 1,000 migrants have been turned back from the border since May 11th, compared to nearly 3,000 per day in April. I'm Brian Shook.
President Biden says he is not surprised to hear about the sudden death of Wagner Group owner Yevgeny Prigozhin in a plane crash reported Wednesday in Russia. He was responsible for an aborted revolt back in June. Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer says there are a lot of unanswered questions.
We don't know what caused this. We still don't know exactly whether or not he was on the plane. I assume he was on the plane.
Russian state media says the Wagner leader and nine others were killed in the plane crash. At the same time, Russian President Vladimir Putin's voice at the BRICS summit in South Africa this week is raising eyebrows. The Russian leader gave a speech via pre-recorded video in which his voice seemed to be altered to be deeper. It's unclear why. Former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani says he's being charged in Georgia for doing his job.
I'm being prosecuted for defending an American citizen.
Giuliani was booked at the Fulton County Jail Wednesday as part of the RICO case involving former President Trump and 18 co-defendants. This is USA News.
With warmer weather comes the opportunity for outdoor dining, with more people now bringing dogs along to their favorite restaurants and cafes. But is this a good option? I'm Dr. Rena Carlson, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few tips. First, check ahead with the restaurant to make sure they allow pets in outdoor dining areas. Make sure your pet is healthy and up to date on vaccinations. Is your dog properly trained to sit or lay at your table despite the commotion around them? The noise and activity can be stressful, so if your pet is excessively barking, panting, or drooling, or can't sit still, these are signs your dog is better off at home. Bring Fido's toys, treats, and water dish, but don't share your meal with your dog. Finally, if you've never taken your dog out to eat, try going at a time of day that you will know will be quieter to see how they react. And be prepared to leave early if needed. There's more valuable pet information at avma.org.
A federal judge is rejecting requests by two Trump allies to block their arrests in the Georgia election case.
Both former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and former DOJ official Jeffrey Clark argued their arrests should be delayed while they attempt to move the case to federal court. A federal judge denied the requests on Wednesday. The two were indicted alongside former President Trump for their alleged attempt to overturn Trump's loss in the 2020 election. They have until Friday to turn themselves in. I'm Brian Shook.
House Republicans may launch an investigation into the federal response to the Maui wildfires. Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters Wednesday he's very concerned about the response and questioned why there were so many deaths. He said he believes there's going to have to be a congressional investigation into the Biden administration's efforts there. At least 115 people were killed by the fires, and many are still missing. The embattled Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton will be taking the stand for his upcoming impeachment trial. That's according to a copy of the witness list obtained by the Dallas Morning News. His wife, State Senator Angela Paxton, is on the list too. So is the political donor whom Paxton allegedly used the power of his office to help. None of them can be forced to testify in the trial that starts next month. Paxton has denied all wrongdoing. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders. NAPA!